Friends, I'm privileged to be with you tonight, sharing in this solar service, but I must say that I don't assume that any words I speak will necessarily touch some of the pain that has brought you here tonight. But I do hope that as I share something of my journey, together with the service itself, that you will leave with at least a little hope in your heart and the knowledge that someone cares where you are in your journey of life just now. Whatever painful event has brought you here tonight, we are so glad that you have come. We hope that you feel that this is a safe and caring environment for you to share with others who have some idea of what you may be feeling, particularly in this season of Christmas that highlights so many emotions, be they welcome or unwelcome. For many, it is a season of great joy, but for many others, it is a season of heightened grief for many and varied reasons. As families gather together, seemingly happy and connected with each other, you can feel incredibly lonely, even when you are in the midst of the crowded and noisy shops. I always find Christmas carols playing or any meaningful music to me can bring emotions to the surface quickly, particularly when you are feeling sad in a crowded place, or even at church when everyone else seems to be entering into the spirit of Christmas and you feel far from it. I wonder if the quotes from these two people represent anything of your personal story. December will soon be here with its festive holidays when people are supposed to be happy and joyous. Because my husband Harry died last winter, I'm dreading this time of year. My only wish is that I could fast forward my life from mid-November to January the 2nd. And again, the first Christmas after my son Justin died, I just wanted to sleep the season away. But I had a younger daughter who expected Santa to come just as he always had. So I'm making plans, but my body feels lifeless as I go through the motions of making December festive for her. Friends, I wish that there was a magic formula that I could pass on to you that would get you through the Christmas with ease. But in my experience, I've found that there are no shortcuts with grief. Grief simply hurts and it weakens your normal reserve. As time goes on though, grief is actually the process that will eventually put you back together again. But unlike the flu that you recover from quickly, grief has its own time frame. Our society and family at times will want to move you on quickly, but the right timing for moving on is that grief takes as long as it takes. Please do not feel any pressure to do or to be anything here tonight. This service is for you to respond in whatever way is appropriate for you in your situation. But it is our hope that by being here tonight, it may assist you to face the activities of the season with courage and be able to find a measure of enjoyment with those you are close to, even though you may not have had a Christmas like this before. I love the popular book called Tuesdays with Murray. Murray was a very gifted professor from the States who had a terminal illness and was quickly losing all of his mobility and skill, even losing the ability to eat toward the end. But his greatest sadness was losing the ability to dance, an activity that was a great love for him. In the book, Murray tells of his losses and says that he allows himself 30 minutes every morning when he wakes to sorrow and to cry over all that he had lost. And then he would say, "Come on, Murray, no more today. There are people to see and lessons to teach the many folk who visited him on a regular basis." I especially love his story because he was not about minimizing or denying his pain. He owned it and felt it all, but he was also about wanting to take hold of every little taste of life he had left. For me, those that I have lost spur me on to embrace life, because I think that that honours all that they have been to you and all that they have left behind. I hope that the day is not too far away for you when you will want to dance, the dance of life, and maybe even for a moment on this coming Christmas Day. Every loss is a significant loss, and as we walk through life, we will experience all manner of loss and disappointment, as many of you already have. As I reflected on my own story, I recognized again that from the moment we are born, we react strongly to separation. I think it is significant that from the moment we are separated from the womb and the umbilical cord is cut, the first thing we do is cry and protest until we are placed again on our mother's breast and comfort is restored. So much safety and security is ours in that moment of reconnection. And when that is challenged, our natural response is to protest. That is pretty much what grief is about, and it demands to be heard. That is one reason that this church is so keen to give people an environment in which to do that, when life seems to be going on quite normally for everybody else. Your story and your grief matters to us, whether that be about a relationship breakdown, financial loss, the death of a loved one, or some other situation that you are battling with. In my own personal story, my mother passed away very shortly after my birth, and I spent 6 weeks at the hospital until my maternal aunt offered to raise me. She was 45 and had 4 children, 3 of whom were married and had children of their own. My biological father had 5 other children and was suffering from TB, so he was not able to care for me. So I was separated from my 5 other siblings until I became an adult. I believe that my need for an identity and a sense for belonging to family was born right there, and I have had to fight that need well into my adulthood, until at a special retreat I heard so clearly from God, his voice saying, "I knew you even before you were formed in your mother's womb. You are mine. I called you by name and you belong to me." Not many words, but so much healing in that area of identity came from that powerful message. And that is true for you as well. God says that to you tonight. He knows your grief because he knows you, and he longs to bring you comfort, if only you would let him. If you have lost someone, you may feel that you are being disloyal by entering into the joy of Christmas. If that is so, I encourage you to let go of that false belief. When you reach the stage that my life is at now, you have lived long enough to have faced loss of several kinds, including the loss that is attached to life changes. I have experienced the miscarriage of my first child and lost ministries in my church, but there have been 2 experiences, I guess, that have challenged me and my faith the most, where without God's strength, I may not have anything at all to say to you tonight. The first was just before Christmas, 84, when my husband told me that he had fallen in love with another woman after 24 years of marriage. If that is your situation, you know the sense of rejection and confusion that follows such an enormous change in where you thought your life was going. That Christmas was very difficult as we went through the motions of celebration, knowing that when it was over, our 2 kids would hear news that they never expected to hear nor deserve to hear. The second was the loss of my sister and brother just 3 weeks apart from each other. 2 very dear nephews, and two much loved brothers-in-law, all inside 12 months. As a family, we felt shattered emotionally with so much grief to work through in a short space of time. For me personally, fear crept into my soul and I was constantly looking around the corner for the next wave of grief to come. My personal faith in God and the belief that He knew and understood my pain was the only thing that made sense in what was a confusing and tumultuous period of time. I discovered the truth that life does not feel safe at times and we are actually in control of very little. But you know, in spite of that realization, I still believe that life is a gift to be embraced in spite of all of its uncertainties. You can and will make a choice to move forward. But healing is a process and you need to be patient with yourself as your body and your mind restores itself. Helen Keller once said that in the saddest seasons of life, the best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart. So it is with sorrow. Sorrow does hurt, but you know when the weeping stops and you take time to reflect, you realize that you have been weeping for that which has been your delight in one way or another. I so loved the members of my family that have passed away this year. So like me, you can expect to sorrow to the depth of a relationship that you had with your loved one or with a situation that you held dear. I think I too am still on the journey through these recent losses in my life. But let me share with you how I believe God has intervened in my story as He always does. When my husband left, it took about 5 years for me to move on in a positive way. But now we have a very good friendship, mostly born out of wanting the best for our kids. We share birthdays and Christmas with our kids during some part of the day, and now we have the absolute joy of a little grandson born this year. Sadly, he lives in New York, but this Christmas he's home with Nan, and that is a reason to celebrate with joy all that God has done in that area of my life. Shortly after my separation, God opened a door for me to begin a pastoral position within a church, which unexpectedly brought new purpose to my life. Because of that role, I have been the one to support my family through all the losses and have led the memorial services for each of those loved ones. It has been hard to do that, but also a great privilege to do for them what they could not do for themselves. Our family are not Christians or churchgoers, and until our losses, they had little understanding nor interest in my role as a pastor. Being with them in their grief and planning the services has certainly given me the acceptance in the family that I always longed for. Another positive in the family has been the resolve of the females to spend quality time together, and so we meet once a term for happy times and to simply enjoy each other while we can. That has been quite healing for us all. God has kept His promise never to leave us comfortless, but sometimes we have to be proactive in our desired outcomes. I am acutely aware that my situation is not yours and you may not be far along in your grief, so I would not want you to compare with me. The worst grief you will feel is that which is happening to you right now. It is unique to you and you may not yet be able to see a way through. I do respect that, but there are a few practical things that you can do that may be helpful leading up to this Christmas time. Firstly, I encourage you to face your loss and to feel the pain of it. Withdrawing from it or fighting its reality will only add to your pain. You may bargain and think you could somehow prevent what has happened. And even if that were so, it does not change your reality. Try to recognize exactly what it is that brings the most grief in your situation. There are many strands to the one event. There is, of course, the absence of a person or situation, but there are also consequences and changes attached to that loss. So it will help you to know what they are in order for you to fully come to terms with the future. It is important to stay in routine as much as you can. Take good care of yourself by eating healthily and doing some regular exercise. Don't expect too much of yourself on Christmas Day. You will experience a ride of differing emotions, and they are all okay. Recognize that there is a change in your life, and so you have to relearn the new you and ascertain what your new needs are going to be. Not something that you will tackle at Christmas, but certainly something you will need to do in the future. For our family, we have recognized that the usual traditions aren't going to work for us all this year, so we have resolved to do things differently. However, for you, tradition and familiarity may be for the best. And finally, you cannot do grief alone. We need the support and encouragement of others, even though they may stop listening long before you have done sharing. But I so valued having people around me who were not only sympathetic, but who also encouraged me to taste and to see that life was still good. It has been said that life is full of people who will make you laugh and make you cry, but those who leave footprints on your soul are the ones who keep your life going. This small poem reflected how much I valued having people around me who addressed not only my physical needs, but my emotional and spiritual needs as well. Sometimes in life, our light goes out, but is blown into flame by other human beings. Each of us owes deepest thanks to those who help to rekindle the flame. Tonight you have taken a positive step that says you have made a choice to allow others to touch your pain. We are privileged that you have come, and it is my prayer that in some small way your being here will begin the pathway to healing for you. Please know that your sorrow matters to us and to God. And just to finish with Psalm 34, verse 18, the Lord says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit."